now joined with head coach of the Salmon Arm Silverbacks, Tyler Shattuck. Tyler, you guys coming off that Game 2 decision in Penticton, a 6-2 final. What were your overall takeaways from that game?
Yeah, probably we should have a better first period. Obviously, we're chasing the game a little bit right now. It was a tough two games in Penticton. I thought we kind of got away from what we do well. I think they pushed us hard and we played right into their hands. So hopefully back at home here, we can play a little bit more our style of hockey. And obviously, it's a bit of a weird series. We scored first in just about every game we played up until this series. So we got to start on time here tonight and stop chasing the game, especially against a good offensive team like this.
And you said you briefly mentioned there, you're kind of playing into their style and just the differences between rounds 1, 2, and 3 now. For you guys to get back to your playing style that you're so successful with in those first two rounds, what's the key to that here tonight?
I mean, a belief that it works, I guess. I don't really know the exact, obviously, answer for that question. We're playing a really good team. So I think everybody knows that. It's kind of the conversation I had with the guys is it's one of those things is, like, if you really care about something, don't let somebody take it away from you. And right now it feels like we're letting them take it away from us instead of making them earn it. So it's all about just putting our best foot forward and seeing what happens here. Win, lose, or draw, we can live with ourselves if we put forth our best effort, which I don't think we've done yet. So hopefully we see a determined group here tonight ready to kind of compete and ready to put our best foot forward and see what happens instead of just letting them take it from us.
And a positive for you guys, Hayden Stavrov, he had another goal and an assist in game number 2, 8 points in his last 6 games now. What can you say about him, obviously, when he came here into training camp the start of September versus now here at the beginning of May, how different of a hockey player he is and how far his development has come?
Yeah, he's come a long way, I think. I mean, every time people ask me this question, I just go back to 2 games before Christmas. He was a healthy scratch for us, maybe trying to find his way a little bit, trying to find what junior hockey is all about. And he's a determined guy. He was determined away from the rink as well. And I think it's really helped him strive to get better. And it's helped his pace of play go up tremendously. And I think that's been the key. You can kind of see that he's skating so much better than kind of what he was at the start of the year. And it's allowed him to use his offensive talents, like his shot and the way he sees the game, more that now that his pace, and he's able to kind of continue consistently playing at that high pace of play and high motor rate. So he's just been really good for us since Christmas on.
And a couple lineup changes, one lineup change, I should say, for your group. Jules Ballard comes back into the lineup and Casey Leyland comes out. But you guys have also shuffled the lines up a little bit here ahead of game 3. So what are you hoping to get with the line adjustments here tonight?
Just some sustained pressure. Maybe sometimes if things stay the same for an extended period of time, sometimes they can get stale. So just trying to shake it up and hopefully garner some excitement from different guys and hopefully some guys play more like we want them to play here, play like they did in the first two rounds. And it's not to say those lines are going to be there forever. It's just a matter of, at some point, you got to try something different, because what we've done here the last two games hasn't worked out well for us. So mostly just something fresh, something new, and hopefully the guys can rally around it.
And last question for you. Obviously, we know it would be great to get the good start here on home ice, but in terms of if you're going to pick one thing away from tonight's game for you guys to get back in the series and make it 2-1, what do you think that might be?
One would be discipline for sure. I think we kind of let it get away from us. We've seen what they can do on the power play. It doesn't take them too many chances to score one. So discipline, but also just a patient approach of not trying to force the game, and then they get to play transitional offense against us would be the two things that I'd say.
Awesome. Thanks for your time and best of luck tonight.
Thanks.
Now joined by Silverbacks defenseman number 4, Nick Leggett. Nick, you guys looking to come back here in this conference finals matchup with the Penticton Vs? You guys dropped the first two decisions by a combined score of 11-3. But for you guys to get back into the series, what are you hoping to see from your group?
I just think we got to come out better. Like, our starts were not very good. We got scored 3-0 and 2-0 in the first 5 minutes, I think. So focusing on that and then staying out of the box for sure will definitely help contribute to that. So,
and
no, that's good.
And just in terms of the difference between regular season hockey and playoff hockey for yourself personally, what differences have you seen on the ice and help your game get to that next level here?
I just think like physicality and like the intenseness, like it's definitely a big step up. So just I think me elevating that's going to help me. And like I think it's helped me throughout the playoff run. So yeah, just keeping on that.
And so far for yourself, a goal and an assist, 2 points through the postseason to this point. Obviously a huge goal, your first BCHL goal in game 5 against Vernon, and you saw the crowd erupt 2100 plus. So two quick questions for you here regarding that. How much did it mean to you to get that first goal in that game, and also the support you've seen from the Salmon Arm fans to this point?
Well, yeah, obviously I don't think I'd want it any other way, especially in a game like that, an elimination game, third period to tie it up. So yeah, that was obviously really cool. But yeah, support so far from the fans has been unreal. Like a couple sold out games in a row there, which has been really cool. So yeah, I think we have the best fans in the league. So yeah.
And just looking back a little more at that goal, obviously you came over the blue line with Hayden Stavroff and Nathan Mackey, you received that draw pass. When you got the puck on your stick, was your first thought in your mind to shoot it, or was there anything else in your mind, or did you kind of blank out there?
Yeah, I just kind of shot it. I wasn't really hoping for much. Just it was kind of like an odd 3-on-2 kind of just, but yeah, it worked out. So.
And last question for you, game number 3, we quickly touched it on in the beginning. Obviously, Penticton's pretty good hockey team, but you guys or yourselves were 8-1 coming into this round as well. So for you guys to get a big win here tonight and getting back to your playing style, what's going to be the key for your squad?
Yeah, I just think like what I said, like coming out strong will definitely help us. And then, yeah, just I think we've played well in front of the home fans. So just building off that and keeping hard on them all the time will definitely help contribute to a win.
Awesome. Thanks for your time and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Now joined with head coach of the Penticton V's, Fred Harbinson. Fred, you guys up 2-0 in the series, combined 11-3, outscoring the Silverbacks through the first two games in Penticton. What did you like from the first two games?
Well, I think the biggest thing I like that I thought we got better from game 1 to game 2. That's probably the biggest thing. Special teams couldn't ask much more. I thought our discipline improved. We took 6 penalties. I think it was gave 6 power plays game 1, 1 in game 2. So it was something that we had talked about. I thought we were disciplined. And just capitalized on our chances. Good starts.
And we talked before game 1 about the Silverbacks power play and how you guys were going to try and slow them down. You guys are 7-for-7 thus far. They are 40% going into this round. So what have you guys done well to effectively shut them down?
We've been good on our triggers, but you know, I think the biggest thing is if we would have gave them another 6 in game 2, we probably would have been singing a different story, but there's a few different reads that we try to look for, and our guys have been executing, but we know that they'll make some adjustments as well, which they did, you know, in game 1, even in game 1. So it's sort of a cat and mouse back and forth. You just got to, you know, make the plays when you have the opportunity.
And your top line continues to hum, 17 points combined in the first two games. Obviously, Bradley and Josh Nadeau and Dovar Tindling. So what is it about those three? I've talked to you about this throughout the season, but obviously they continue to elevate their game here. How have they continued to impress?
Yeah, just experience and obviously compete level, you know, and it doesn't hurt that they have the talent that they have to go with it, right? So it's, a lot of times at our level, when you see, guys that have, might as well say it, elite skill, sometimes they don't, maybe they're perimeter, maybe they just have one area of their game that they kind of focus on. And with these guys, especially the two brothers, like all three of them, Dover's taken his game to a whole nother level too. They're playing on all sides of the puck.
And obviously just important to the superstars, the depth up and down the lineup. Two players that have stood out for me so far in this series, Spencer Smith and Billy Norcross. They continue to do the hard work. What can you say about the two of them and how they continue to help your team go into paddle and win games?
Well, it was easy. I knew the two players before they came out of your mouth. I could just tell, it's anybody that's come to the first two games, you would be... It'd be tough not to notice them, and they do a lot of heavy lifting, for our team, and each and every night. They've been playing below the circles in both games, and they had the first two rounds were real good for that line too, and we'll need more of it tonight.
And last question for you, game number 3 is the series switches over to Salmon Arm. So for you guys to grab a 3-0 series lead, what's going to be the key to success for your group?
Well, we can't take a breath and think that, I'll tell you this, the coaching staff definitely doesn't think that this series is even close to being done. And I think we've done our part of making sure that our players know that too. And human nature is a funny thing, right? You just got to stay in the moment and not look, don't think too much about behind you and not too much ahead of you, and just right in the moment.
Awesome. Thanks for your time and best luck tonight.
All right. Thank you.